A victory for the estate of author Margaret Mitchell. A federal judge in Atlanta has ruled that a book fashioned after Miss Mitchell's Civil War romance, Gone with the Wind, cannot be published. The judge's decision says the book, titled The Wind Done Gone, is not a legally protected parody, as its author and publisher insist, but, quote, unabated piracy. Houghton Mifflin had planned to publish Alice Randall's novel in June, but the federal judge's ruling means its publication has been halted, at least for the moment. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The Wind Done Gone is written in the form of a diary. Its narrator is Sanara, the mulatto half-sister of Scarlett O'Hara. In a statement, author Alice Randall, who is black, says she wrote her novel to parody a book that has wounded generations of Americans. Gone with the Wind, says Randall, is an inaccurate portrayal of the South. She wanted to write what was missing. Margaret Mitchell's estate calls The Wind Done Gone an unauthorized sequel. Atlanta federal judge Charles Pennell agreed. Attorney Martin Garbus, who argued on behalf of the estate, called the judge's ruling a victory for authors and publishers.
He really saw the case in terms of plagiarism, in terms of somebody lifting material. If you were to read the book, let's say the love scene, the sex scenes, it's impossible not to see Clark Gable. It's impossible not to see Vivien Leigh.
Judge Pennell said The Wind Done Gone did not create a new story of the South. It merely renamed characters and settings, while in many instances adopting almost verbatim what's contained in Gone with the Wind. Wendy Strothman, executive vice president of Houghton Mifflin, said the ruling is disappointing because she believed Alice Randall simply revisited the world of a famous book and did not violate copyright law.
It's the very nature of parody that it needs to conjure up the original in order for it to be a parody. And Alice Randall has very good reasons why every theme that bears any relationship to Gone with the Wind was included in her book in order to turn it on its head.
But the judge ruled The Wind Done Gone did not turn the original on its head, but only copied and added on to it, and that the similarities exceeded the dissimilarities. During the court battle, a number of prominent authors defended Randall's work, including Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Schlesinger. He says the court's decision stifles creativity.
It's not plagiarism to appropriate a character. If it's a question of a parody, Hemingway did a famous parody of Sherwood Anderson called The Torrents of Spring. I mean, the whole conception of censorship is an odious conception in a democracy.
This case saw attorney Martin Garbus switching roles from defender of free expression to defender of copyright. In 1998, he defended Pia Parra's Lowe's Diary, a retelling of Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita from the girl's point of view. But Garbus says the two cases are nothing alike.
Lolita case, you didn't have any copying at all. You didn't have lifting words. You didn't have lifting language. Here you have sentences lifted, paragraphs lifted. It's totally different.
Houghton Mifflin says it will appeal the judge's ruling, and Alice Randall says she looks forward to the day when readers will be able to judge her book for themselves. Supporter Arthur Schlesinger says the continuing court battle will serve her well.
What the Mitchell estate is doing is conferring a great favor on Houghton Mifflin and the book, which will eventually be published. Upton Sinclair said, when a book of his was banned in Boston, he said, "Boston is our advertising department."
The Mitchell estate, meantime, has authorized a second sequel to Gone with the Wind. That, too, is a point in the case. The estate claims The Wind Done Gone would have a negative impact on the sale of its authorized sequel, which has already been sold to another publisher for a reported seven-figure sum. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.